I guess I would say first thing is Navy did a fantastic job this year. You know, after losing, I think it was 8 straight, to rattle off 5 wins in a row is really, really remarkable. They've gotten the most out of their players. Benini is fantastic. Draper is a handful. You know, Keogh really gave them a huge lift. Tonight he had six points and 10 rebounds. And then Renstrom and McDonald are knockdown shooters. So, you know, and then I thought the kid, Penick, really gave them. He didn't shoot the ball great tonight, but he was playing with a ton of toughness. And they kind of found their groove and rattled off some wins. You know, I was really proud of our effort and our focus. The first one's always the hardest one. We didn't shoot it great early on, and we were able to still have a 10-point lead. You know, obviously, I thought we got, you know, Morales was terrific, and I thought Matai Baptiste might have played one of his best games he played all year for us today. It was just simply a team effort. I thought Ben Roy had some big, big plays in the midst of it. I thought Otto did a great job inside. You know, it wasn't Nico's best game. He got in foul trouble. We're going to need him. You know, and then Kai and Ethan didn't shoot it great, but they did some really good things. And I thought we got really good minutes from Mike McNair, although he didn't score the ball. I just thought it was an overall great team effort. You know, anytime you hold somebody to 36 points, you got a great chance to win the game.
Coach, both you and Navy are scorching hot teams coming in on both on a 5-game win streak. And for a lot of these guys, they don't have much playoff experience. What'd you kind of tell your squad before the game or over the week?
Yeah, I think the whole thing was I was trying to get them early, right? So I was trying to talk about it early. So then by Thursday, it could feel a little different for them. So Monday we kind of tapped into, okay, what is this going to feel like, right? Like with you know, kind of like your hopes and dreams on the line since you were a little guy, you know, wanting to play in the NCAA tournament. And sometimes you get a little ahead of yourself and that, you know, that anxiety, you know, comes into play. And then all of a sudden you're kind of off your game because it's an extra thing that you're concerned about or thinking about, and it taps in. So we try to lean into that, like you should want to feel a little more excited. That's a good thing. Right? That means you care, and that means you're doing something great. And then the other thing was, like, we've been, our core values are selfless, tough, and accountable. And we have been selfless, tough, and accountable. And not, obviously not 100%, but more than most teams I've had. Like, this team is more like the 2020 team that really locked into who we were trying to be, had great leadership, more than any other team that I've had. This is a special group. We have no outside distractions. I mean, zero. And that's why this team has been able to kind of reach its potential.
Coach, you speak about, you know, the effort. You guys held Navy to 4 of 24 from 3. What did you see on the defensive end and making sure that...
Yeah, and they run some good stuff. I think they got a couple off the base OB, too. You know, our guys did a good job locking in on the personnel. Lindstrom and McDonald, those are the two guys that are going to hurt you with their screening action within their sets and their base OB. I thought... We made a few mistakes, but I thought overall we were on point.
Just looking at the box and just go back to team and balance. 32 bench points, all the numbers kind of even out. Was this the complete team effort? Did this one take everybody?
Oh, no question. Like, without Mike McNair, I don't know if we could have won the game. I mean, he came his 7 minutes. Nobody will talk about him, but he was terrific in the time that he was in there. He made no mistakes. He was really locked in defensively, but you're right. I thought this was one of our more balanced games in terms of the contributions that we got down the line from guys.
Coach, on the topic of unsung heroes, I mean, you mentioned both of the guys that I was going to bring up in this question. Ben Roy,
yes.
He just brings an energy about him. You know,
listen,
that N1.
Anytime something good is happening in the second half of a game, he's usually spearheading that thing. Like, he's doing something. He's in the mix. You know, he just gives us such a huge lift. He's He's been outstanding.
And Matai with 9 points, very efficient, 4-6 from the field. He just always seems to find himself at the right place at the right time.
Smart player. Playing harder. Got some big rebounds for us in traffic. You know, he had 9 points, 5 rebounds for a freshman in his first playoff game in 20 minutes. That's excellent.
Coach going 5-0 down the stretch. Did that build into this game?
No doubt. I thought it's funny. We played Colgate at home, and I think like at the time I thought it could be a turning point. You know, you don't know you're gonna rattle off this many wins in a row, but like we were down 8 or 9, we fought back, we cut it to 1, and then we just did not finish. Right? Then we go, I think we win the next one. And then we lose at Army, bad. Like, they just beat us up right from the start. We're down 13-2. And at the time, it was like, I didn't panic. I'm not telling you I wasn't concerned.
Yeah.
But I didn't panic.
Yeah.
Because I had seen, I was like, we're getting there. We had a setback today. Like, it just felt like more like a setback than, oh, we got problems. It was more like, all right, we didn't come out great. They played well early, and then we didn't have enough. And I thought it was more, all right, we got to figure out what we're doing in with the post play, because they just beat us up inside. And then we got going, you know, and we were able. And then we won 2 unbelievable games. But the game at home against Loyola was an unbelievable win. Like. We thought we had control of the game, and then they made an impossible shot. Then we had to make a play late. Ant made the great play to win it. Then we went on the road at Lehigh and won that game at the buzzer. I thought that gives you a whole lot of confidence when you can. Then we went on the road and really, I thought, played really well against American, played tough. I just thought we were able to kind of gain some confidence through that time. And then, yeah, I think this is an accumulation of doing the right things all year, right? So I think like we weren't playing great, but we were acting the right way. We were setting ourselves up for success because we were trying to do the right things, even though we couldn't get it done in the moment.
But you got your tournament legs going in there.
Yeah. Now you got, you know, like practice, man. They are flying around. We're drilling. You know how it is, man. We got it going right now.
Coach, speaking of Lehigh, you've had, you know, 2 games decided by a total of 3 points. What are you looking towards in that?
Another absolute war. You know, they will be ready. They have talent. You know, they have arguably, you know, 2 of the best guards in Higgins and Sidney. You know, Sidney will be coming back home. He's a Boston, a Massachusetts kid. We will have our hands full. It will be a great contest, a great semifinal game.
Yeah, Coach, I mean, the attendance only here says that there were 715 people there. It felt a lot louder at times.
Yeah,
Could you just speak a little bit on, you know, the importance of having number 2?
Yeah, I'll say this. Games? Yeah, our administration starts with Drew Merrickell, our AD, Nafisa Connolly, who spearheads the fan support, has done just a great job all year. Like, our home games have been great. We have definitely benefited from the energy. And then I reached out to, you know, my colleagues within the department, Ryan Poley, Lauren Morton, Gabe Sanders, my guy Kevin, our soccer coach Sally Starr, Casey Brown. You know, I have some great relations with them. I asked them if they could let their team know, because people are going away for spring break, and I think they really were supporting us. And I thank our my colleagues in the department for helping us get some of the kids here.
And just kind of a follow-up, the last question for me, just on the importance of Anthony Morales.
Obviously, oh, God.
I mean, Nico and Otto both got into foul trouble early and later in the game, respectively. Ethan kind of had two tough shooting halves in the beginning. Can you just speak about how Anthony picked that up for
them? Anthony, you know, I told Anthony, you know, Anthony Morales is an all-league player. Like, there's no doubt. He's one of the more talented players in the league. And there's no doubt about it. Obviously, he didn't play in enough games. but he's an all-league player. He's an all-league talent, and he's played that way. He's a terrific talent, and he's playing a lot harder. He's much more invested. This is the best he's been. And for a guy that is this good, that basically plays whatever role, like he's got to play the five, he's got to play the four, we play him at the three, and he's been awesome. Comes off the bench. It's hard, man. Like, that's not easy to do, no matter how many games you've been out, and he's all about trying to help us win a championship. He's come a long way, man, long way. He's when you look at the history of athletics at BU, I would bet we've had a ton of success. A lot of it has been spearheaded by seniors. Like, that's how you win. You get older guys in your program that really understand what you're trying to do at a high level. They're talented. You get them tougher. They get now they can perform. And that's what you're seeing from Miles and Anthony. A big difference, both of them, from last year to this year in a lot of ways. Huge. Max Mahoney was an unbelievable senior. Soup Patone was an unbelievable. Javonte McCoy, like, I go down the list, like, unbelievable what they became. Justin Alston, unbelievable senior.
Coach, can you just talk me through the, like, how you tried to defend Bonini? You know he's going to get his
We
points,
tried.
But...
So we first were, call it, people say drop coverage on the ball screen. Right, so a lot of times it's like, all right, transition's the first thing. You got to try to stop him. He's dominant, right? You got to build a wall about around him. But he's going so fast. He should be like a freaking running back. Like, it's ridiculous. So it's hard. Like, I knew the way he scores in transition, he's gonna get some. He's gonna get himself to the foul line, or. But you're trying to say, okay, does he get two to four points? We don't give him six or eight that way. Like, that's a lot. So you try to contain that, but you know he's gonna get some. Then in the half court, he's dominant, right? But then on the ball screens is the big thing, is what are you doing on the ball screen? So we start drop coverage, and then he just started torching that late in the game. Then we went to what we call flat hedge. We try to flat hedge him. That really didn't have an impact. And then we just started switching onto him. And he, you know, he's a good player. Like, he can score in a lot of different ways. Once a kid like him gets comfortable against one defense, they can, you got to switch it up. All the great guards, once they get comfortable, they can torch you, and he was able to do that. He's a handful, man. Is he good? I enjoy watching him compete, but I hate playing against him. All right, guys, thanks.
Thank you, Coach.
Good to see you guys.